This is a Hutch Post Podcast news update.
The K96 patching project will start soon in Reno County. The Kansas Department of Transportation project will be on K96 from the K14 Junction East to the Sedgwick-Reno County line. The length is about 15 miles. The work is expected to start around the 1st of April and be completed in August. During the work, eastbound traffic will be restricted to one lane through the work zone starting on the west side. Motorists should be prepared to slow down. Clarkson Construction Company of Kansas City is the primary contractor for the nearly $2 million project. For updated information on this and other KDOT highway projects and road conditions, go to candrive.gov. The United Nations Food Agency says famine is imminent in northern Gaza, where 70% of the remaining population is experiencing catastrophic hunger. It says a further escalation of the war could push around half of Gaza's total population to the brink of starvation. The alarming report came as Israel faces mounting pressure from even its closest allies to streamline the entry of aid into the Gaza Strip and open more crossings. The European Union's top diplomat said the impending famine was entirely man-made, as starvation is used as a weapon of war. Israeli forces, meanwhile, launched another raid on the Gaza Strip's largest hospital, saying it killed a Hamas commander who was hiding there. Two brothers were charged in connection with a shooting during a basketball tournament outside North Kansas City High School earlier this month. On Friday, 19-year-old Michael Smallwood charged with unlawful use of a weapon and armed criminal action. His brother Lavondre was charged with first-degree assault, unlawful use of a weapon, and armed criminal action. Police responded March 5th after two people were shot outside the high school in North Kansas City. The school was also hosting a debate tournament, according to the school website. Work will start soon on a lighting project on U.S. 50 in Reno County. The Kansas Department of Transportation project will be at U.S. 50 and Scott Boulevard in South Hutchinson. The work is expected to start around April 1st and be completed around mid-May. During the work, there will be minimal impact on traffic. Phillips Southern Electric Company of Wichita is the primary contractor for the nearly $250,000 project. For information on this and other KDOT highway projects, go to candrive.gov. President Vladimir Putin extends his reign over Russia in a landslide election whose outcome was never in doubt, declaring his determination to advance deeper into Ukraine and dangling new threats against the West. After the harshest crackdown on dissent since Soviet times, it was clear from the earliest returns that Putin's nearly quarter-century rule would continue, with a fifth term that grants him six more years in power. Still, Russians heeded a call to protest Putin's repression and his war in Ukraine by showing up at polling stations at noon on Sunday. With nearly all the precincts counted on Monday, election officials said Putin had secured a record number of votes. And a clarification that the location of tonight's Nickerson South Hutchinson USD 309 Board of Education meeting is going to take place at South Hutchinson Elementary. The presentation tonight is on switching to a four-day school week. Stakeholders were encouraged to take a survey regarding the prospect of four-day school weeks in the district. That survey is now closed. Parent nights for information on the concept were held March 5th and 6th. The survey also specifically said with regard to teacher retention, due to state funding, raises are not an option. The school board meeting will start at 7 tonight at South Hutchinson Elementary at 405 South Poplar in South Hutch. Wake up with the top stories in your inbox. Sign up for the daily email at hutchpost.com.